Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
98FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Spice bags.
Purple sacks.
And loads more.
98FM.
Oh, it is that time of the morning. Time that we transform this studio into a glamorous game show to play Matchy Matchy, where just three words stand between you and some incredible prizes. Here are the rules. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you will be winning all of these.
Attention, attention, these prizes must go.
Somebody please win them.
Walk away with this new karaoke machine.
A Matchy Matchy pedicure.
An LED face mask.
Matchy Matchy Stanley cups.
A new chiminea.
A dartboard.
A laundry voucher.
A night out bowling.
A takeaway voucher.
A night out axe throwing.
A Matchy Matchy hair dryer.
A new coffee machine with espresso cups.
A box of purple snacks.
And afternoon tea on a double decker bus. Ooh. Two sugars, honey.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Wow.
I'd say AI Rebecca's sweet enough. Good morning to Megan, who's in Santry, dying to win all those prizes in Matchy Matchy. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. Looking forward to it now.
Brilliant stuff, Megan. Let's try win these prizes. But first, we need to talk about the new addition in your family. Tell us about your new pooch.
Oh, he's a little angel. His name is Cooper. He's 11 weeks old and he is a Cavapoo. I love him.
Cavapoo. And Cooper isn't the only four-legged friend in your house.
No, actually, he's not. We have a two-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog as well. So little and large.
I was going to say, little and large indeed.
Do they get on well, Megan?
Oh, do you know what? She's great. She's a female, obviously, so she feels like his mommy, which is brilliant.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, no, they're getting on really, really
that's
well.
So cute. Megan, will you WhatsApp us a photo after we've played Matchy Matchy? Please do. How do you do with this game normally when you listen along?
Oh, it's very hit and miss. Sometimes I get three, sometimes I get two, but I'm really invested.
Fingers crossed for three today.
Who would you like to play with, Megan?
Oh, it's gonna be yourself, Rebecca.
Rebecca, off to the soundproof booth. Fingers crossed we can do it today. Are we feeling lucky of a Tuesday?
We're feeling lucky.
Good to hear it, Megan. Are you at home now, Megan?
No, I'm in the car. I'm just pulled over.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay. Right. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning. Your first word is pet.
Shop.
Your second word is show.
Showman.
And your third word is wrong.
Right.
Okay, after pet, you're going with shop. After show, you've said manse. And after wrong, you've said right. Megan and Sandry, are we locking those in?
Yes.
We're locking them in. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that this morning?
Yeah, there's a very large fan.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, very large. It's like a music video from the 90s.
Have a lot of fun with
that.
Well,
early noughties, really.
Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Megan and Sandry this morning is pet.
Pet shop.
Your second word is show.
Showtime.
And your third word is wrong.
Let's say right.
Ha, Have you managed to matchy-matchy with Megan and Santry this morning?
No!
Megan, I'm sorry!
We were so close.
You got two out of three, yeah.
Stop it, guys.
You both said pet shop.
It was the one I was stuck at.
You both said right after wrong.
Yeah.
After show, Megan went with showmance.
Oh, very good. I was going to do show tune.
I would have thought show business.
Oh, yeah, that's very good. Stuck.
I was really stuck with that one.
Look, two out of three, not bad. Not enough to win the prizes, but we will send you a 98FM goodie bag, Megan. And will you please send us a photo of the dogs?
I will, of course.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Megan, for playing.
Have a great day.
Bye.
So close. Another two out of three. We are going to do it so, so soon. We can feel it.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about another Gammy statue.
I am. That is on the way. First in Brendan's bit this morning, though. Today is the very last day that anyone in America or Canada will ever hear this noise.
I remember that so well.
Yeah, I know, but it's a distant memory for us lot. So after more than 30 years of connecting people to the internet through dial-up, AOL is finally putting an end to its service, right? So for us, like, I haven't heard that noise since, like,
the 90s.
Probably the 90s, like very, very, very early
noughties. You'd pick up the house phone and you'd hear it. And I'd say, who's playing the games on the internet?
And you'd have to, like, when you wanted to plug in, you'd have to run the wire, like, from the big clunky computer all the way down the hall, plug it in.
Our computer was in our sitting room. We had to bring it into the hall. Yeah.
And then if someone rang the house, then it would cut you off.
Oh.
Yeah.
The drama.
Like the absolute drama of it, right? So for us here, like, it's kind of a distant memory, but until today, almost 300,000 people across the US and Canada were still using dial-up to get
using
online.
The Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So AOL says it routinely evaluates its products and services and has decided to discontinue dial-up internet as of the 30th of September 2025.
The end of an era.
I know. The US and Canada, they were the last remaining country still using dial-up from AOL. So 300,000 on dial-up there, but 300 million have their broadband. So they were like, they're the only numbers we need to look at. So it's the end of that noise for that lot. Up next, an emergency call to a gas company in England has turned out to be pretty fruitless. An engineer was dispatched to a town centre where there was a gas leak reported in Lytham.
Yeah.
Searching around, couldn't find the source of it at all. He was up and down the high street, checking each shop, when eventually he reached a place called Strong's Fruit and Veg.
Fruit and Veg.
It was there that he found the smell wasn't coming from a gas leak, but from what's known as the smelliest fruit in the world.
Is this the one that smells, does it smell like rotting flesh?
So I think, are you talking about the plant that only opens once every...
Oh, maybe it's that plant.
Yeah, there is a plant
that
smells
rotten flesh. So what's this smelly fruit?
So it's called durian fruit, and it's a really popular delicacy found mostly around Southeast Asia.
Right.
It's described as having a powerful, pungent, rotting onion smell.
Oh dear.
And it smells so disgusting that it's banned from a lot of public spaces across Asia. You're not allowed to bring it into hotels, shopping centres, on public transport.
I wonder what it tastes like.
Well, I'll get to that bit, right? So staff at Strong's Fruit and Veg said that they all started laughing when they realised that your man had been called out for a gas leak and it was actually their stinky fruit, right? Now, they've only just started to sell it. They've only just imported it. They're selling it.
Yeah.
They started with a small box of fruit, flew off the shelves.
Did it?
And the shop owner said he tried some for the very first time, said he was sceptical, but he said it has a pleasant aftertaste.
Oh, aftertaste. So what does the actual taste taste like?
He's trying to sell his newly imported stinky
fruit.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good way to spin it.
The gas engineer said while it turned out not to be a gas link in this instance, he said it's always better to be on the safe side and he didn't mind taking the call.
This is it. If you smell gas, you know what to do.
Call the number. Finally, this morning, she is the true definition of a rock and roll icon.
J'adore.
With hits like Proud Mary, What's Love, and Private Dancer. So it's only right and proper that the late great Tina Turner has been honoured with a new statue. It's a 10-foot bronze sculpture just been unveiled in Tina's old hometown of Brownsville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
The statue has Tina in her iconic mid-show strut, mini dress on,
Bob Mackie heels.
And,
legs out.
Legs out. And, an
icon.
You know, kind of holding the microphone in the way that she always did.
I know the pose.
You know the pose.
I can see it in my mind.
Yeah. However, and you might know where this is going already, fans have reacted in pure horror.
And not Tina.
I know. Many less than impressed with how poor Tina looks. And to add insult to injury, the Tina Turner statue was unveiled during the yearly Tina Turner Heritage Days celebration.
Right.
Now, the fella who made the Tina Turner statue says he aimed to reflect Tina's ability to move dynamically on stage.
Okay.
The way she grasped the mic with her index finger pointing out and her hairdo, which he likened to a lion's mane.
Mm.
Fred, is the artist, said he paid extra attention to capturing the essence of Tina's hair.
Right.
But it's the hair that's upset Tina's fans.
Oh, is it?
Will I read you some of the comments online?
Yeah, go on.
This is the quote. Why did they do that to her hair? Big wig, keep on turning. It's simply not the best. She's going to be rolling in her grave. And my favourite, Timu Turner.
That's a great Halloween
It's really good, isn't it? Around 50 donors gave money towards the Tina Turner statue, which I'm assuming they now regret. If I was to describe it, the hair, it's a bit thick. It's very full.
Right.
It is the shape of Tina's hair.
Yeah, but not.
It's not right. And it's more the mouth I have an issue with.
Okay.
I would describe it as like Bo Selecta lips. Do you know from right. the TV show back in the day? Not great.
Why did you do this to Tina? We've
had it with Ronaldo. Oh,
yeah.
Obviously.
There was a James Corden one. Was that part of a prank?
There was a prank for David Beckham.
Yeah, that was it. James Corden.
And now they've done it to poor old Tina Turner.
Oh.
Anyway.
Simply not the best.
Not the best. And Timu Turner, you can Google image that for yourself this morning.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.